The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day is our gospel lesson for today. From Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost coin, we read here the first verse. For what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A woman goes searching for a lost coin. And I mean really searching. She gets out her best source of light and her broom and begins to look underneath all of the furniture. She thinks about where that coin possibly could be and searches out each and every one of those places. And finally, she finds it. And when she finds it, she jumps for joy and she calls her friends to celebrate. She even invites them over, it seems, for a party. She thinks that they must know that her lost coin has been found. It all seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? All that commotion over a lost coin? Calling your friends to tell them that you found it? Inviting them over to celebrate? I mean, does Robson even carry a happy coin-finding card that you could take to such a party? Well, before we dismiss this story quickly along those lines, let us remember that the coin which this woman lost was not like the coins we think of in our day, which are almost always worth very little. Almost all of them worth less than a dollar. You see, in Jesus' day, all money was in the form of coins. So there was no paper money because there was no printing press yet invented to do such things. So how much was this lost coin worth? Well, most of the scholars agree that the coin mentioned would have been about a day's wage for the average laborer. In our day and age, we might say it was more like a $100 bill than a coin. Now, if you lost a $100 bill, would you search for that? I know I would. Many scholars also think it's quite possible that this coin could have been part of a piece of jewelry that this woman might have worn. For we know that someday, some women in this day and age would indeed wear jewelry which contained coins. And so it's possible that even beyond the value of the coin, it was valuable to this woman because without this coin, that entire piece of jewelry was ruined. Lastly, other scholars have suggested that this coin also could have been part of a headdress that the woman would have worn on her wedding day. In those days, the parents of the bride gave to the couple a dowry, an amount of money. And when they did that, some of the brides would take part of that dowry in the coin and actually sew them into the headdress they would wear on their wedding day. Well, whichever set of scholars is right about exactly what this coin was all about, this one thing is true. This coin was of great value to this woman. Whether it was the actual value of the coin itself, or whether it was part of a prized piece of jewelry, or perhaps even if it held to her a sentimental value as part of her wedding headdress, she was not content without it. She placed great value upon that lost coin. Jesus, of course, in telling the parable of the lost coin, was not so much concerned about lost money as he was lost people. Those people who did not yet know him or his salvation. Those who were wandering through life without knowing exactly where they were going. Jesus had just sat down with some of the most notorious sinners of his day. Sat down likely to eat a meal with them when he told this parable. You see, the Pharisees were not happy about Jesus' actions at all. They wondered in their minds and perhaps even aloud, how could he fellowship with those kind of people? Didn't this great teacher know the difference between the righteous and the sinners? How could he sit down with them to eat? Well, put quite simply, Jesus could do all these things because he placed a great value on those lost people that were gathered around him at that table that day. He was not content without them in his kingdom. They were valuable to him in every way. They were valuable to him because he was quite aware that for each one of their sins, he was going to the cross to die. He knew that he was going to sacrifice his life to secure their salvation, to make it possible that those lost ones could become found ones. As Jesus just couldn't imagine, those for whom he had died remaining lost. For they were very valuable to him in an intrinsically personal way. So the question for us today is to ponder is this. Do we share Jesus' appraisal of the value of the lost? Do we think they are worth our time and trouble? Are we willing to search them out in order that they might be found? Do we, so to speak, think of them as $100 bills rather than pennies, nickels, and quarters? Or put yet a different way, are you and I content without the lost? Have we grown so comfortable with hanging out here with the found that we don't even know they are missing? Do we gather here in church on a Sunday morning and never even think that some of these empty pews indeed should be filled with those in our community who do not now know the love of Jesus? You see, it's not too hard to think of the lost as not worth much. Because most lost people, quite frankly, aren't a group that have a lot to offer right up front. Many times their lives are in a mess. They usually aren't the people with the best reputations in our community. And they usually don't have big bucks that they can throw in the offering plate to help out with expenses. But you see, seeking the lost is almost always a sacrificial act. It means going out and being with those people of poor reputation, even when it might scar our own. It means stepping out of our comfort zone in order that those people might be comfortable around us. It means spending money rather than thinking about how to get people here to contribute to our budget. But Jesus reminds us today, those lost people are worth the sacrifice. They are worth every dollar spent. They are worth every minute lost. They are even worth every disapproving look we might receive from someone else, wondering why we would want to be around those kind of people. Yes, the lost are worth it because Jesus has made them worth it by dying on the cross for their sins. They are worth it because although we don't see with our eyes a lot of value or anything they have to offer to us, God already now knows exactly the part he wants them to play in the body of Christ. They are worth it because the lost who remain lost are of no value to the kingdom. But each lost person who is found is of great value to that same kingdom. You see, if we truly leave here today valuing the lost as much as Jesus does, seeking them out will be a no-brainer. You see, we naturally do things that like this. We naturally search for those things that we value. It will be more like searching for a $100 bill to us than trying to find that missing penny. If we recognize how much we should value the lost, we will indeed look everywhere for them. And when those lost ones become found ones, we will rejoice. And yes, we'll call up our friends, the family of the faith, and invite them to join with us. knowing that the angels in heaven are also joining in the pardon. For you see, our scriptures for today make clear, there is nothing that God loves more than that when a lost one becomes a found one. A sinner here on earth repents, and God in heaven smiles. For ever since sin entered into the world, all of God's efforts have been about seeking the lost. He did this work through the fathers of the faith. He did it through the many prophets that he sent of old. And then finally, he did it in the most bold and sacrificial way ever. He sent his son to die in a last effort to seek the lost. And now he continues that work of seeking the lost through you and through me. Or at least he desires to. And so today, as we meditate upon this parable of the lost coin, we are reminded not to act like those Pharisees who saw no value in those sinners, in those lost people, but rather to share in God's appraisal of their tremendous worth. And I suppose if we are honest, when we meditate upon this parable, we will recognize that often we have not valued the lost as highly as Jesus does. We'll have to admit that many times we have not searched them out with great diligence. We must admit that we have not always put our everything into finding them. And with that recognition comes the need of repentance. We must admit to God Almighty that we have not opened our hearts and our minds and our wallets nearly wide enough if we truly value the lost as Jesus did. But I suppose not surprisingly, when we come to that need of repentance and we fall to the ground motionless, recognizing that we indeed are sinners as well, Jesus comes. Jesus, in fact, searches us out. And he finds us again today here on our knees. You see, God never stops seeking out sinners. And we must thank God personally for that. For today, his search results in finding us in repentance, on our knees, and lifting us back to our feet with the wonderful forgiveness he earned on the cross. You see that story in our parable of the woman going all out to find that lost coin. It's not nearly as ridiculous as it seems at first. In fact, it's a story that makes quite good sense. For we quite naturally seek out those things that are lost if we truly value them. Today we rejoice to know that our Lord Jesus valued us enough to leave the throne in heaven and come down to this earth to die, to seek out those who are lost like you and me. We rejoice that we are now the found ones by his grace. And we also recognize that that same searching, that same seeking that Jesus did to bring us into the faith, he indeed wants to do to everyone who is still not a part of it. Indeed, Jesus still values the lost. And if we recognize that and take a hold of that as a part of our family tradition, it is only natural that we too will join in the search, that we will do that search with great urgency and diligence. That's just what Christian people do when they value the lost like Jesus does. Amen.